Okay. Not the last perek. Vamedvar mamurim b'kayin nimlach. All that we learned now, up till here, was lechatchila what to do when you have these messes. When it gets mixed up b'nimlach, meaning when he consults with us. When the kayin asks us what to do, we tell him, put up this many, put up this many. Avol b'kayin shein nimlach. From now, in this parak, we're going to deal with a kohen who dealt with a mixture of birds. He didn't know it was a mixture, whatever, he didn't ask. And he just went straight ahead and put them up, which he shouldn't have, but he didn't ask. And we just want to see what comes out. Okay. Achas lezu v'achas lezu, shtayim lezu, shtayim lezu, sholish lezu, sholish lezu, meaning that equal, you had one kind and one kind, lay in Rachel, two and two, three and three. Okay, if he put all the birds on top, they shouldn't do. But from that point of fact, half are good and half are no good. Because, I mean, you have an equal amount. So half of them are oilers and half of them are chatois. You put them up all on top. So basically, everybody walks away with their oiler done and they're going to have to redo their chatois. Also, kulam lamailo, mechzakosh, mechzapos. Kulam lamato. Everybody's chatois is good, everybody, but nobody got his oiler. They're going to have to replace the oilers. Now in that case it's a vada. There's no sfeikis here. We know what's going on here. If you put them all on top, let's say there are two ladies, they each had four birds. Each one's supposed to bring two chatoyas and two oilers. We know exactly what happened there. Each of them brought their two oilers. They got to replace their chatoyas. We put them all on the bottom. Each of them got their two chatoyas, and then they have to replace two oilers each. And there is no sfeik at all. There it's clear. That's the extreme case. Okay, now it gets a little more complicated. He took half the birds, he not from nothing. He figured it's a con, usually put half on top, half on bottom. So what's the din? Eshalamailon mechzakosha mechzaposel. Veshalamaton mechzakosha mechzaposel. Okay, let's think this through. Now here at Itzveg, we don't know what happened here. There's no way to know what happened here. Let's take a case of she had two kinim and she had two kinim. She had four and four. So altogether is eight birds, right? Four have to go on top, four have to go on the bottom. Now, that's what he did, but we don't know if he did it the right way. So it could be everything is fine here. It could be he took two of Leah's and put them on top, two of Rachel's and put them on top, and two of Leah's and two of Rachel's on the bottom. Then everybody goes home free, and everybody was yotzei everything. But it could be he didn't do that. We always deal in these mishnayos with worst case scenario. And what's the worst we have to cover for? So what's the worst possibility? Leah, let's take four and four. Leah has four birds. Rachel has four birds. What would be the worst thing the guy could do? Is put all four of hers on top and all four of hers on the bottom. That's the worst thing he could do. So now, what's the din over there? He put four of Leah's on top and four on the bottom. It's two up top, two on the top are good and two on the bottom are good. That's what it says. Merzo eshlamayim etzkosh mechzposel. Eshlamat merzo kosh mechzposel. But here, it's a sfeikis. You have to be careful how to replace it. Let's take this case. She had four birds, She has to bring two chatois, she has to bring two oilers. What do they do now? It could be they're free. It could be they were yotzei everything. If the guy, when he put his four and four, he split it right, could be okay. Could be, it's like we said, that one lady got her two chatois and no oilers. One lady got her two oilers and didn't get her chatois. So something has to be replaced here. So the oilers is always easy to replace. They buy it b'shutvus, and they say, you know, it's mine if it's yours, and if it's not, it's an adobo. Chattas is already more complicated. You can't bring a chattas when you're mesupik. I mean, that's a special din in chattas oif. We'll get into it. Now, chattas oif is baal asofik. And we bring it, you can bring a chattas oif or baal asofik if you need it. We're talking about a yoledes here. Yoledes is a mechusi kapora. She can't eat kochim until she brings her korb. So usually, if you had to bring a chattas oif, let's say, not so clear. But we allow a chattas oif a bol asofek in a case where it's necessary. You know, she can't get to kochim without it. It's a special din called chattas oif a bol asofek. And you bring it, you don't eat it. It's a ganz asik. So that's what you're going to have to do here in this case. I mean, in this case, basically, you have a possibility of two chatoyas not being brought by either of the two ladies. Now, when you have a chatzoif, a bol asofek, you only bring one. And let's say you have five chatzoifek, you only bring one. It's a special, dispensation. We all allow it once. So basically, they would buy one, and they would make a deal and say, if it was you need it, it'll be yours. And if I need it, it'll be mine. If nobody needs it, that's the din of chatasu bala sofa. Okay, so that's this case. Again, equal amounts on both sides. It's always going to come out half and half, always that way. Take three and three, Lamarche. It's always, that many arithmetic is just going to happen more. Wait, anyway. Let's say each had three. So each lady had six birds here, right? Meaning they had to bring three chatoyos and three oilos. So altogether, you have 12 birds. He put six on top and six on the bottom. What's the worst case scenario? He took all six of this ladies and put them on top, and all six of this ladies and put them on the bottom. So again, three on top will be kosher, three on the bottom will be kosher.
That's not the worst scenario. The worst scenario is if you got it exactly opposite.
No, can't be opposite. It's a stuma. It's a stuma. Can't be exactly opposite. Uh-huh. It's a stuma. Uh-huh. It doesn't matter. As long as you split the ownership, he's okay. We're talking about stumas here. Yeah. If it's pinned, everything is no good. That will have it. Then everything is no good. But the worst case scenario is it flipped it, and nothing comes out. We're talking about stumas here. Okay. That's where it's equal amounts from both ladies. What if it's not? Again, if you put them all on top or all on the bottom, the answer is always the same. It's 50-50. It's not a problem. This could be 10,000 birds. You put them all on the top, that means half of them which are... All right, that's always easy. Also, kulam lamailo, mechtza kosher, mechtza posel. Kulam lamato, mechtza kosher, mechtza posel. Now again, on the top... It means half of the oilus are good, and nobody got a chatos there. So there you have to replace your chatos bevados. If they're all on the bottom, then nobody brought any oilus, and half the chatos were good. You'll have to make, there you'll have to go with, but again, chatsoy falabos sofi, because it could be the other way also. We'll see. Okay, now. Chetz yelamayla, chetz yelamata. What do we do now? He took half on top and half on bottom, which is the normal thing a kohen should do. You know, he just messed up. He didn't know what was flying here. As he put it yesterday, he doesn't know what's flying in this good. It's a good melitza. But so what happens now? Hamaruba kosher. The bigger amount will be kosher. Okay, just take examples. Let's say this lady had one kan, and this lady had two kinim. So altogether, there are six birds. Three should go on top and three should go on the bottom. Really, if it worked out right. Now, what did he do? He put three birds on top and three on the bottom. Now, again, he could be okay here. He could have worked. He could be all right. But again, what's worst case scenario? Worst case scenario is always if one lady is completely on top or one lady could be on the bottom. Because then she got totally messed up. So you have one lady with two birds, one lady with four birds. So let's take worst case scenario. Lay has two birds. He put Lay's two birds on top. That means you got one of Rochel's on top, and all three on the bottom are Rochel's. So how many carbonas are good? You have Leah's two on top, so one of them is good. One of them is an oiler. The other one is Rochel's, so that's an oiler. So you have two on top that are good. Now on the bottom, you have three of Rochel's. She needs two chatoyas. Two are good, one is not good. So altogether, four birds are kosher. It's Hamaruba kosher. She had two, she had four. Four will be kosher. Take any example. You want to always work out that way. Let's say you had... Please, take four and eight. She had four birds. She had eight birds. Okay? So altogether, it's eight birds. I'm sorry, there's 12 birds. He put six on top and six on the bottom. Okay? Worst case scenario, that he put one lady completely in the same place. Top or bottom doesn't make a difference. I mean, so he put, again, the 12, he put six on top. So take worst case scenario is that four belong to this lady over here and two to this lady. And the six on the bottom are hers. So now on the top of those six, four are hers, so two are good. The two other ones are good because that's her two oilers. So four are good on top. And on the bottom, you have six that belong to her, and she needs four chatois. She gets four chatois out of those six. So you have eight, which was her number. You have four and eight. It'll always work out that the bigger number will be kosher at the end of the day. If you can work it out that one lady can be completely on top or completely on the bottom, that's the case of where they have equal amounts. Where they have equal amounts, it could theoretically be that one is on top and one is on the bottom completely. Nobody has to, no one lady has to span both of them. Then the din is mechtza kosher, mechtza posel. That's Mishnah Aleph. Where you can't split it, meaning where one lady's got to be split, some on top, some on the bottom, which basically means there's an unequal amount. I mean, if you don't have an equal amount, one and you split them half and half, one lady's going to have to be in two places. I'm a ruba kosher. Again, there's going to be sveikis here because we don't know. It could be things worked out right. It could be worst case scenario. It could be in the middle also. I mean, you could. It's, we made it. Let's say you had six, three and three had six birds, or like the other case, we had the 12 birds. It could be it wasn't that bad, but it was split, you know, 4 and 2 like that. It, so then you'll have each lady has a certain amount of oils and chazi. You'll have to bring everything with sveikis here. Again, you're basically going to boil down always to bringing one chatos, because one chatos at sofek is enough, even if you need more. And I'll always have to make it tonight. If you're the one who needs it, it's yours. I'm the one who needs it, it's mine. The oils is always much easier to work with, because I mean, you can get away with the minimum and they can cut a deal. Or you can just bring as many as you want and say, if I need it, I need it. If I don't need it, it's an adob. It's much easier to work with it. Okay. Okay. Chatas lezu. Okay, this is the case you said before. And this is simple. She has chatoyis and she has oilis. Here, if he messes up, it could be a disaster, because he could have put all the chatoyis on the top. Here you walk out with nothing. Again, it could all work out right. He might have put them all right. But worst case scenario here is a zero. This is basically the mission we had before in Aleph Beis. Chatish and Sarva Ba'oilah is cool on Yamusa. There's nothing we can do about it. Once you get that kind of a mixture, you're stuck. Chatish Lazu Ba'oilah Lazu. Also cool on, I'm sorry. Yeah. If he did it 50-50. If he put them up all on top, so the lady who has oilas, she got all her oilas. The lady who got chatis got zero. And that's a vaday over there. There, she vaday got no chatoyas out of that. The lady who needed oilas walks away with all her oilas taken care of. I'm sorry, the lady who, if you put them all on the bottom, then the lady who needed chatoyas, all her chatoyas are good. The lady who needed oilas got zero out of it. Here there's no sveikis. When he puts them all in one place, there's no sveikis, because we know what happened. Again, it could be good, but it could be a disaster. Because if you put all the chatoyas on the top and all the oilas on the bottom, from this whole mess, he got nothing, absolutely nothing. Shtei im psulas, shani oimer, it means, because I have to deal with that possibility. Chatas kreivel amailan, he put all the chatas on top, so they're all posel. The oilas amatan, so they're all posel. Okay. Starting now, the last three Mishnayos in Kinim. The Teferet Yisrael says that these three Mishnayos are the Yosei Chamurais, the most difficult Mishnayos in Shisha Sidre Mishnah. And he says, Be'ikir, the difficulty is in what they call Chochmas HaPermutations. You can take a look in the Teferet Yisrael, there are 20 pages of permutations on these last three Mishnayos. That's what he says. He says there are three Shveres to Mishnayos in Shisha Sidre Mishnah. God, I don't see the Dalit, it's so cab, I don't know, but the Higrata has a lot on Dalit. That looks to me pretty simple, but okay. Okay, we're basically going through the Mishnah. There's many, many people. We're going basically through it with the Rosh and Rashi and Tosis and Zvochim. It's the simplest way to get through these Mishnayos. Okay. Chatos ve'oila. Now there should be a Vav that Abaf puts in. That's how Rashi and Tosis are Goyris and Zvochim. Chatos ve'oila. Ustumo umefureshes. You have three kikanim here. You have one kan. It's been pinned, and it's been pinned. This case over here was you had one lady who needed two chatoyas and an oila, and one lady who needed two oilas and a chatos. The kids, so between the three, two of them, they needed six birds. Unusual case. She had already brought a chatos, whatever it is over there. So between the two of them, they bought six birds. Okay? Now, one kan, they pinned completely. One kan is clear. This is Rochel's chatas, and this is Leah's oila. That's chatas ve'oila. Ustumo. One kan, they left a stumo, meaning the kayim will decide. One is a chatas, one's an oila. The next one is mefureshes, meaning chatas and oila, but they didn't pin it to who it was. That's the case. So you have one kan with chatas shel Leah, oila shel Rochel. You have one kan, which is two birds, undetermined as of yet. And one kan that says chatos and oila, but hasn't been termed the ownership yet. And the kohen is supposed to work it out now that at the end of the day she should have two chatos and oila. She'll have two chatos.
But how's that last case in the
Kibbutz? What?
How's that last case in the
Kibbutz? No, stuma is the other way. Stuma is not determined yet. This is Mufureshes. It is already a chad. The stuma, we don't know. No, we don't know what it is. You can put it up either way you want. That's no point in the stuma. I can take one and put it on top, one on the bottom. The kohen determines it as he puts it up. That's a stuma. Yeah, but it's not yet. No matter how I do it, it's kosher. In a stuma, I take two birds, I put one on top, one on the bottom. It's kosher. I don't care which one. This one, I got to do it right. It's already a chatas and an oil. If I flip it, it's possible. Right, right. We don't know which one. That's what happened. Of course, this is a peric of confusion. No, everybody got confused there. Nobody recognizes birds here. But we know that this can, there's a pin chatas for leia and a pin for ro. We don't know which is which, exactly. This is a stuma. This one is a chatas and an oil, but we don't know which one is which. The first pair is pinned even more. It's chatas shel rochel and oil shel leia. It hasn't been pinned. No, we know, but it hasn't been pinned yet. Then it'll be up to the kohen. The kohen will pin it in the last minute. He'll say this is rochel chatas. It's a technical thing. It's a funny case of why they did it this way. It's strange, but one needs two chatises in a noil, and one needs two oils in a chatis. That's the Gemara's case. Right. He'll have to say this is for. He'll have to, depending what he did with the stuma. I mean, in the stuma, he also had a pin when he put it up. One is a chatis. Depends who he said that name for. At the end of the day, he didn't ask. That's the problem. He didn't know what he was doing here. What he should, that's what he should have done. He should have put up chatas rochel and oilas lay. Then he should have taken the stuma, made one of chatas for one of them and lay and oil for the other one. And then, depending on who still needs it, you know, you have the chatas and oil at the end. Okay. Anybody want to put the lights on? All right, well. Terrific. Okay. Good. Now this, you have to be careful. This is a little different case than we usually have. This is not a mix-up of six birds. This, he has the three kinim separate, and he's taking one from each on top and one from each on the bottom. But again, within each one, he doesn't know what he's doing. So he has this kan. Okay, kan number one is chata shel leya and oila shel rochel. But he doesn't know which is which. The next khan is a stum. Okay? The next khan is chatos and what do you call it, oil. He took from each khan and put one on top, one on the bottom. Okay, so obviously, it's very simply, I mean, the stum is okay, because the stum, no matter what he did, is okay. That's what a stum is. And he puts one on top, one on bottom, becomes a chatos and what do you call it, and an oil. The other four, we have, again, it could be good, but it could be a disaster. You might have flipped them both. So you walk away here with one chatas and one oil. Also not clear who it belongs to, because they don't know that either. He didn't know what he was doing, this guy, so we don't know what happened here. So you're going to have to be, they'll have to be mashlim. It's chatas and stum, for also cool on lamailo, again, also cool on lamailo, zmechzakosha, mechzapozl. Cool on lamata, mechzakosha, mechzapozl, because you walk away with, if you put them all on top, you walk away with three chatas. He took one from each can and put it on top, one from each can and put it on the bottom, and koshel a stumo. The stumo is okay. The others we have to deal with, he did it wrong, so it's out. The stumo, there's one kosher chat, there's one kosher, who does it belong to? Mishaleg is benay, we don't know. We don't know that either. That's the way the Rashi learns that he put it up, he forgot, whatever. So they'll, to replace that, they'll buy a can together. And just say, if the oil in that one was went up, he put it up for you, then this is your chatas. And if the chatas went and the oil is mine. If the chatas went up for you, then the chatas is yours and the oil is mine. And the others they'll have to replace. That's for sure no good. Okay. This is a little more complicated, but chatoyah shenisarvu b'choivu. Again, like we had at the beginning, choiva refers to kinim stumim. No, yeah. These are all sofik. The replacements here will all have to be chatzois bolas sofik. Yeah, but the oil goes on the mizbeach. This is burnt. That's a different story. The oil goes on the mizbeach. Chatzois bolas sofik doesn't go on the mizbeach. It's burnt. It's burnt. It's a special halacha. Chatosoy v'abolas sofer. Only by oifis and only by mechusa kapora. because she's stuck. The person is stuck. They can't eat kosher. They can't walk in the base of Mikdash living with chatos. So they allowed some called chatzoy parbolas sofik. You're not allowed to eat it because it's a sofik malik. It could be nevela, the whole thing. It's a special type carb. Yeah, it helps with kapur. But that's the din also. Like you have, let's say you have a lady, you have five speculators. So she really has five sofik chatoy. We only bring one. Because if a woman had five ladies, let's say, she has to bring five chatoyas, five, whatever. But with the first one, she becomes muta bekotchim. She doesn't need all five to get out of being a mechus kapor. In the case of Vada, she had five kids. So she has to bring five korbanos yeldas. With the bringing of one of them, she becomes already tor, completely. So Mela, since the chatas hasofik, we're only allowing to allow her to get to the kotchim, we only allow one chatas hasofik to be brought. Even though she really has five Svekechatas on her head. She only brings one. That's the din. Okay. Now, Chatoyish in Esarvu Bechoyvu. It means you had Kinim Stumim and you had Chatoyis. One side Chatoyis, plain Chatoyis, another side Kinim Stumim. Now, we're going to have different cases here. The whole Mishnah is talking, it's a funny Mishnah. That's where confusion number one starts. What did he do in this Mishnah? Up till now, we've been having either we put them all on top, put them all on the bottom, or he split them 50-50. He doesn't say in the Mishnah what he did here. Again, we're going with Rashi, Tosfos, the Rosh. We're following off the last case, which means he put half on top and half on bottom. That was the last case we had. That's how it's running now for the next piece. Now, how many chatois and how many oilers, any stumas did he have here? Here we're talking with 50-50. Again, the Mishnah doesn't say it, but you'll see from the next cases, that's how they understood it. They were 50-50. Meaning you had a number of chatoyas here, and over here, the same number of birds, kinim stumim. And obviously, the chatoyas flew into the, what do you call it? Ein kosher, and he put half on top, half on the bottom. Ein kosher, eliminion chatoyos shebechoyvo. What will be kosher? As many chatoyas as there were in these, in the kinim stumim. So let's take a case. Any number anybody likes. Take the simplest case. You have two chatoyas over here, and you have a kantstuma here, meaning you have two birds over here. Okay, so you have total four birds. Two are chatoyas, one's a kantstuma. He put them up half on top, half on the bottom, which means he put two birds on top and two birds on the bottom. Again, worst, we have to deal with, again, it could theoretically, no, it can't be theoretically, it can't work out completely here because it's got three chatoyas and an oil here. So it can't be perfect here. But what's worst case scenario? Worst case scenario is that he took the two chatoyas and put them on top. So he wiped them out. That would put the kanstuma both on the bottom. So that means one of them is kosher. The chatas will be kosher. So it's how many? How many chatoyas were in that kan? One. That's what will come out of this mess. Jack it up a little bit. Let's say you have two kinim here. You have four birds here, stumim, and you have four chatoyas here. Now you have a mixture of eight birds. Four chatoyas mixed with four stumim. You have eight birds. He did it half and half, which means he put four on the top and four on the bottom. Again, worst case scenario, he took all the chatoyas and put them on top. He killed them. I mean, his kinim stumim are on the bottom, which means two chatoyas are good. The number of chatoyas of the kinim stumim will be good. Because that's always worst case scenario. You have an equal number. You put them half and half. We have to don. He put all the chatoyas on top and killed them. And he put all the kinim stumim on the bottom, which means the chatoyas of the kinim stumim will be kosher. Okay. Choyvo shnayim b'chatas. The way we're going, it means the choyvo, meaning the kinim stumim, are shnayim b'chatas, are twice as much as the chatas. Again, the first case was 50-50. Then it'll come out, the number of chatoyas in the stumas is good. Here we have choyvo shnayim b'chatas. You have twice as many in the stumim pile as you have in the chatas pile. There it'll come out, mechtze kosher, mechtze posel. Okay, let's take a case. You have four stumim here, and two chatoyis, right? Choyva shnayim b'chatos. Four stumim and two chatoyis over here. Altogether, six birds, right? He put three on the top, three on the bottom, correct? Again, worst case scenario, he took those two chatoyis and put them on top. That's always the worst. Now, if he put the two chatoyis on top, that means the third bird on top comes from the kinim stumim. So that's kosher. That oil is kosher. Now, on the bottom, you have three birds from two kinim stumim. So two chatoyis will be good. So one oil is good, and two chatoyis are good. Altogether, three karbonis are good. You started with six. That's mechtzu kosher, mechtzu posel. It'll always work out that way. Take four and eight. You have eight kinim stumim. You have four kinim stumim. That's eight birds. And you have four chatoyis over here. So altogether, you have 12 birds. Okay? He put six on top and six on the bottom. Worst case scenario, he klotzed it in Gansen. And he took the four chatoyis and put them on top. So they're dead. So the other two on top are from the kinim stumim. So those two oilers are good. Now you have six on the bottom from the kinim stumim. Three chatoyis they need, because four. Four are good, because he had four kinim. So four on the bottom, chatas are good, two oilers are good. I mean, six birds are good. You started out with 12 birds. It's half. It'll always work out that way. Now the other way around. Chatos shnayim shebechoyva. You have twice as many chatoyis as you have in the kinim stumim pile. Then it's going to work out. Haminyan shebechoyva kosher. It'll come out that the amount of birds in the choyva, that amount of birds will be kosher. Let's take the simplest case. You have four chatoyis and one kanstuma. Four chatoyis on this side and two birds on this side, a kanstuma. Okay, altogether six birds. He put three on top, three on the bottom. Worst case scenario, now you can't put all the chatoyis on top because there's more. He put as many chatoyis as he could on the top. So he put three chatoyis on top. Finished. He then put one of the chatas on the bottom and the kanstuma. So that chatos is good and this chatos is good. So two birds are good. That's the minyan shebechoyva. You started off with two birds on this side. Jack it up a little. You have eight and four. You have eight chatoyis and two kinim stumim over here. So you have eight chatoyis and four stumim birds. Altogether 12 birds. He put six on top and six on the bottom. Worst case scenario, he took six of the chatoyis and put them on top and wiped them out. So now on the bottom, what you have is two chatoyis and four stumim, which means the two chatoyis will be good, and two of the stumim chatoyis will be good, which means four, which is what we started with the chayv. We started eight chatoyis and four in the stumim. V'chein. Now this is with chatoyis. Oilus will be exactly the same thing, except it'll be the oilus. Oilus and itzare b'chayvo and kosher l'min and oilus b'chayvo. That's with it equal. Choyve shnayim be'oilo. If you have twice as many in kinim stumim as the oilo, mechtzu kosher, mechtzu posel. Oilo shnayim be'choyve. Amonim aminyan shebechoyve kosher. It's the same thing. Just instead of chatos, you're doing oilo. Same thing on the top and on the bottom. Their worst case scenario is you put them all on the bottom. So it's just a mirror image of that case. Okay. This mission is really a doozy now. Again, we're going to Rashi and Tosis and Zvochim and the Rosh here and the Mepharish's final shot. It's the simplest way to go here. Okay, let's just get our basic din with Aisha when she's Yoledes. That's time we should have said this a while ago. When we're talking about Yoledes here, we're talking about a Yoledes Aniyah. Because Yoledes who has money brings a Kevis La'oilo and a bird L'chata. She doesn't bring a Kan, she brings one bird. We're talking this whole Isaac here with a Yoledes Aniyah. She can't afford to buy a keves, so she brings two birds, a chatas and an oil. Okay, that's what we've always been talking about. So now, when she gives birth, so she has to bring a kan, a chatos, and an oil. This lady said, when she was expecting Mishlom, she said, listen, if I will have a Ben Zohar, I want to bring a kan nedova. Hare yalai kan. Okay. Now, that means when she gives birth to a zohar, she has to bring two kinim. She has to bring a kan that Yoletis has to bring. That's not her, but the bomb. And she has to bring a kan that she volunteered in the dove. But there's a difference there. Because a kan choivo is chatas in oil. A kan nedovo is two oilers that we learned. So she had to, what she should do is bring four birds at the end. One will become a chatos, and one, three will become oilers. That's really what should happen here. One should go on the bottom, and three should go on the top. She brings her four birds to the Kohen. He should put one on the bottom and three on the top. Assuming it's stumish, he didn't say anything. So he takes from the four, puts one on the bottom, three on the top, and everything is good. She has her chatos, and she has her three oilers. Okay, once again he messed up. He figures that usually a lady comes with kinim, it's half chatos, half oilers. He puts half on top, half on the bottom. That's not what he should have done here. He should have put three on the top and one on the bottom. Okay? That was his mistake here. But the Isha Shomro, Hare Olai Kan, Kisha Eilat. Kisha Eilat Zohar. If I have a Zohar, I'm being Menadeva Kan. Okay? Yolda Zohar. Maybe a Shtei Kinim. Achas Lenidro, which is two oilos. Achas Lechoivoso, which is a chatas and an oilo. Now, he should have taken them and put three on top and one on the bottom. Nisanosin Lekoyin. Hakoyin Sorech Lasu is Gimel Praydin Milamailo, because there's in these four birds, three are oilos. The Achas Milamaton, because one of them is a chatas. Loy also Kain. This is the parak of the Messiah of Koyin. He didn't do it right. Okay, this is a reasonable mistake. A lady comes with two kin, you figure she had two babies. She puts two on the bottom, two on the bottom, two on the top. Lo yoso kein. Elo, shtayim milamailon, shtayim milamaten, veloy nimlach. He didn't ask any questions. He sees this lady with four birds. Okay, she had twins. Very nice. Two on the bottom, two on the top, next. He didn't ask anybody. So let's just think what happened over here. He put, again, it's stumim, so everything works in our favor. He put one on the bottom, one on the top. Good, so she finished her kan choyve. She's out. Now the next two birds, he should have put both on top. He put one on top, one on the bottom. The one on the bottom is possible. She owes a bird, that's all. She's got to bring an oil. She owes one bird, not the end of the world. Tzricho lehovi oy predo achas, which is an oil law, to replace that one that he messed up. The yakriveno milamailon. Bring it on top because it's an oil. Mimin echod. That is all true if the four birds she gave the Kayim were all the same type. She gave him four toirim. And he put two on top, two on the bottom. So what do we know? We know that she has to replace a tor because her kan of Nedova was two toirim. One got messed up. So she has to replace it, because as we learned before, when you bring two birds, they have to be the same type, right? Right? Now, this was in a choyva. This is in the dova. Does they know chiddush in Rashi and Tosis that when I bring a kan nedova, I also have to bring two. But let's say when she gave the kohen the four birds, she didn't give him four toirim. She gave him two toirim and two bnei yoina, which is okay. That's fine. He should have taken, let's say, the toirim and put them one on top, one on the bottom. And should have taken then the bnei yoina and put them both on top. Good, that would be fine. He put two on top and two on the bottom. Now, he doesn't know which one he put up first. Which is the chayva? Which is the chayva? Which is the nedova? So that's another thing Rashi tells us. The first one goes l'chayva. So when he took the first one, first pair, put one on top, one on the bottom, that's a chayva, and she's finished. Now he took the second bunch, should have put them both on top. Whichever, it doesn't matter which one it is. Should have put them both on top. He put one on top, one on the bottom. So he messed her up. She owes one. Which one? The match to the one he put on top. But now I don't know which is the match. Because he doesn't remember, did he put up the toirim first? Or, and the bnei yoina second? So that means her nedova was bnei yoina. One got messed up, so she has to bring a bnei yoina. Or did he put up the bnei yoina first? That means the bnei yoina were for her chatos, for her choiva. And her oil, her nedova came from toirim, which he messed up, so she owes a tor. But it has to match. So she has to bring two birds. She'll have to bring a tor and a bnei yoina. One to fill up, finish that nedova, and the other will be stopping on nedova. Stuck. That's mimin echot, she brings one. Mishnei minim, tovi shtayim. She'll have to bring two birds, because she may have to replace a tor, she may have to replace a benyan. We don't know. He doesn't remember the koyim. Okay. One step more complicated. Pirsha Nidra. Pirsha Nidra. Pirsha Nidra means when she said, up till now she said, if I'll have a Ben Zohar, I'll bring a Khan. Nadova. Khan of what? She didn't say. So whatever she brings, she's okay. Here she said, I will bring a Khan of Toirin. Or Bnei Yoyne. She pinned it. Now she must bring that, because that's her nether. Now, of course, she forgot what she said. Because this is Kinim, and we got to finish. She forgot what she said. So she brought now, let's say, 4 Toirim and gave it to the Kohen. Correct? Four Toirim, gave it to the Kohen. He then proceeded to put 2, top, bottom. So her Chayva is finished. What's with her Nadova? Now, if she said Toirim back then, she has half of the Nadova. She owes him a Torah. But she might have said Bnei Yoyna. So she owes 2 Bnei Yoyna. So she'll have to bring 3 birds. If she gave him 4 Toirim, she'll have to bring a Torah and 2 Bnei Yoyna. If she gave him 4 Bnei Yoynas, she'll have to bring a Ben Yoyna and 2 Toirim. Okay? One step more complicated. You have to cover for one more possibility. Pirsha Nidra. Tzrichalovi Old Gimel prayed him in Minechot. That's if she gave him Minechot. But what if she gave him Shnei Minim? She gave him a Khan of Toirim and a Khan of Bnei Yoyna. Okay? So the first one he did is her Choyva. His second one he did is her Nadova, which he messed up. Now, she doesn't remember what she said. He doesn't remember what he did. So that gets one step more complicated. Because it could be he brought the Toirim first and the Bnei Yoyna. So then, what does she owe? She owes 1 Ben Yoyna and 2 Toirim. But it could be the other way too. It could be he brought the Bnei Yoyna first and the Toirim. Then she owes 1 Tor and 2 Bnei Yoyna. So she's going to have to bring 2 Bnei Yoyna and 2 Toirim here to get out from this mess. Because again, it's like before. She owes 1 to fill up if that was a Nadova, and a 4th set, because maybe her Nadova was the other one. But here we don't know which one is which. We don't even know which one went up first. So she may owe 1 Tor and 2 Bnei Yoyna. She may owe 1 Bnei Yoyna and 2 Toirim. The way to cover is to bring 2 Toirim and 2 Bnei Yoyna. Shnei Minim Tovi Arba. She'll have to bring 4 birds. Okay. Now comes the last complication. Kovo Nidra. Not only was she meforish the neder, she did a strange thing when she took the neder. She said, I'm going to bring a Khan of Bnei Yoyna. Again, she forgot which one she said, but let's say she said that. Not only did she say that, she was koiveya the neder, meaning she pinned the neder that it should go together with the choyva. Don't ask me why in the world a person would do a thing like it, but that's what she did it. Kavosel havia al kan choyvosel. Which the Gemara, the way Rashi and Tosfos learn, we interpret her words to mean she wants to bring a big carbon, meaning she wants that there should be 3 oilas. The Torah required her to bring a chatos and an oila. She wants 3 oilas, right? What does that mean more than what we said before? It always has to come together with the oila of the chatos, with the oila of the choiva. It has to come together with. Because what she really wants is this big show on the Mizbeach, 3 oilas together. So whenever she brings her 2 oilas, it has to come together with the oila that was the match for the choiva. So that makes life much more complicated here. Because see, before we said, she'll be mashal later, 2 oilas. She can't, because she has to bring always 3 oilas. And that third oila has to be the oila that was in the choiva. Which is also, we don't know what happened there, because we don't know what's flying here. So let me again. Now you'll have to have 5. Why? She gave him 4 Toirim, right? She gave the Kohen 4 Toirim. Right? And 1 Toirim messed up. Right? 1 Toirim messed up. Now, for her nether itself, she has to bring a Tor, because if that was her nether, she owes a Tor. Right? Now, she may also have to bring, let's say, she may also have to bring 2 Bnei Yoynas, Because that might have been her nether. Right? Second. It's to bring. Right. That's, she had it for her nether. Right, because here you can't just bring. What did we say before? Before we said she'll bring a tar and two b'dayin and she's finished. Right. Here she's always got to bring the nether. Has to be accompanied. It always has to be three oilers together. Two of the nedava. And one, which is the which was the pair of the chatos, right? So here, she will have to bring two bnei yoina, because maybe that was her nether. Two toirim, maybe that was her nether, and she has to bring a tor also, because the two of the nether have to be brought together with one that is similar to the one that went with the chatos. So here she gave the kohen four toirim, right? So her kan choivo, her oilas choivo was a tor. So her neder has to be accompanied by, her neder is two oilas, it always has to have a third oila. Now that third oila has to be the same as the oilas choivo. So she has to bring our Torah as an oiler to be the third one. So basically, she has to bring five birds. Because her nether might have been two bnei yoina, her nether might have been two toiru. But it has to be joined to a third one, which in this case is a Torah. Because she gave the guy four toiru. So we know her oiler schoiva was a Torah. So she needs two bnei yoina, two toirim. That's her nether. We don't know which one. And it has to be with a third. Third. And the third has to be the same as the chayva. So there has to be two bnei yoina, two toirim, and a Torah. That's if she gave the kohen toirim. But if she gave the kohen one set of toirim, one set of bnei yoina, and we don't know which one first, now we don't know which one. We now don't know which one went up in the chayva. Was the eilas chayva tor? Was the eilas chayva bnei yoina? Now she have to bring six birds. She'll have to bring two bnei yoina. That maybe was her nether. Two toirim. Maybe that was her nether. Now the nether has to come with a third bird. Whatever bird went up in the eilas chayva. Do I have to be a tor for that? And it'll have to be a ben yoina. It's covered. Need your tzichel hobi oid chomesh pray dim min echad mishnei min and tovi sheish. Okay, up around the last case. Nos nosin lekoyin. Now we're going back. Forget this cover. We got this simple case now. She was mefarish her neder. She has to bring four birds. Chatos oila and oila and oila. But she said what the oila is, and she doesn't remember what she said. Okay. Nos nosin lekoyin. We have one more complication. She doesn't know what she gave. Did she give him four toirim? Did she give him four bnei yoina? Or did she give him two and two? She goofa doesn't know that. Nos nosin lekoyin ven yadas man nosla. Holach hakein v'oso ven yodei ma'oso. He doesn't know what he does now. He doesn't know now if he put them all on top, if he put them all on the bottom, or if he put half and half. This is a mamash free for all over here. She doesn't know what she gave him. She doesn't know what she said. And he doesn't know what he did. Okay? Tzricho lehovi oid preiden. Arbo lenidro ushtayim lechoivoso vechatos achas. Okay, here we go. So now, everything could have been bad here. She could have at the end of the day here no oilos, because he could have put everything on the bottom. She could have no chatois here, because he could have put everything on top. That's your worst case scenario. So now, assuming he put everything on the bottom, she didn't bring any oilos. Right? So what does she have to bring now? She has to bring two toirin, because that might have been her nether. She has to bring two bnei yoina, because that might have been her nether. Now, she may not have, she doesn't have her oilas choyve either, because he might have stuck everything on the bottom. What does she have to bring for the oilas choyve? We learned before, the oilas choyve has to match the chatos choyve. We don't know that either. Was the chatos choyve a ben yoyna, or was the chatos choyve a tor? So she has to bring six oilas. Two toyrim for the nether, two bnei yoyna for the nether, and a ben yoyna and a tor for her choyve, because she may have already had a chatos ben yoyna or a tor. That's six oilas. V'chatos achas. She may not have brought her chatos yet. He may have put them all on top. She doesn't have a chatos. Now, the chatos, I don't care. Because the chatos determines the oila we learned before. So even if her oilas came already, she could bring a chatos. She could bring a chatos of whatever she wants. And one of these oilas will match. It doesn't matter which one. One of them will match. Because she'd bring everything in the world over here. Because the chatos doesn't have to match the oila. So she has to bring, in point of fact, seven birds. Six oilas. Two for the nether of Bnei Yoyna, two for the nether of Tor, two for Oilas Choyva, because we don't know how to match the Chatos. Then she has to bring a Chatos, because she may not have brought a Chatos yet. That I don't care, that doesn't have to match anything. That's according to us. But if you remember before, Ben Azai said, that the Chatos has to match the Oilas if the Oilas came first. Now in this case, her Oilas may have come first, because she may have had her Oilas Choyva ready. So according to him, you're going to have to bring two birds as a Chatos, because her Oilas may have gone up a Tor, her Oilas may have gone up a Ben Yoyna. So he's going to require eight birds. Six Oilas, two for the nether of Torah, two for the nether of Ben Yoyna, two the Oilas to match possibly a pre-existing Chatos, and two Chatoyas to match a pre-existing Oilas. Which we don't know which it was. And according to him, the Chatos has to match the Oila. So I'll have to bring a Ben Yoyna. She'll have to bring a Ben Yoyna. And a Torah as a Chatos, Chatzwal at Sofek. So he'll need eight. So we need Arba Lenidra, Shtayin Lechayvoso, that's six Oilas, Chatos Achos. Because in the Chatos, I don't care which one it is. Ben Azai Yom Shtei Chatoyis. Because Ben Azai holds, if the Oila was brought first, the Chatos has to match the Oila. In this case, the Oila may well have been brought first. If he took all those birds and put them on top, her oilas have all been brought already. That means her oilas choyva has been brought. So to fulfill her chatos, she's got to bring what matches the oila. I don't know what the oila was. So she'll have to bring two chatoyas. So he'll come out bringing eight birds, six la oilas, and two la chatos of different meaning.